Hey there! Grab your popcorn and hot dogs. This is gearing up to be the spectacle of the century. We'll compare ancient water monsters in several categories, then pit them against each other in a duel to see which one's the true queen of the water. The contender on the left needs no introduction. The Alpha, the boss, the legend that lived on our planet 3.6 million years ago. She's still the hero of myths and legends and a nightmare for fishermen around the world. Make some noise for Meg the Megalodon. In the right corner, Sarcosuchus, a.k.a. Sarky. She's the ancestor of today's crocodiles and a real grandma compared to Meg. She lived about 120 million years ago and saw the dinosaurs come and go. They were even her breakfast sometimes. She lived in what is now the Sahara, but there was no desert then, and the world looked totally different. Although this crocodile isn't as famous as Meg, she's still not afraid to go up against the giant shark. Round 1. Size. Since the only remains of the megalodon are teeth and vertebrae, her true size remains a mystery. But if we compare her remains to the bodies of modern sharks, we get the incredible size of 50 feet. That's like 1.5 buses. But I bet you wouldn't want to take a ride on that kind of transport. Meg's fin alone is the size of an adult. This ancient monster remains the largest shark that ever existed. The largest white shark ever measured was 17 feet long. That's less than half. Now Sarky's turn. Until recently, we only had the teeth of this ancient crocodile to go on. But then, scientists discovered some new remains, and they were able to figure out just how big she really was. Sarky was as long as a limousine, about 30 feet. The largest crocodile ever measured was a saltwater crocodile, only 20 feet. Sarky's head was 5 feet long. That's almost a whole person. And her mouth had a special mace-shaped tip. But even with that, she's still only half the length of Meg. So, the ancient shark wins this round, and the first point goes to Meg, 1-0. The next category is weight. Let's start with the contender in the right corner. The largest modern crocodiles weigh about a ton. Sarky made it all the way up to 4 tons. That's like 2 helicopters heavy. Her weight and size allowed Sarky to be queen of the ancient river. But she's pretty much a toothpick compared to Meg. You'd need a pretty hefty set of bathroom scales to weigh the contender in the left corner. Once fully grown, Meg weighed between 30 to 60 tons. That's a lot. A cargo helicopter can lift 9 tons. It would take around 5 of them to lift Meg safely. The heaviest shark nowadays, the white shark, only 3,500 pounds. Meg wins the second round, and the giant shark gets another point, 2-0. Moving on, the next category is agility. We can assume that Sarky could reach the same speed as most modern crocodiles. In the water, we're looking at up to 20 miles per hour. That's about 3 times faster than the fastest human swimmer. Her speed mostly comes from her long and muscly tail. It's one of the strongest muscles in her body and gives her speed and agility. But Sarky wasn't limited to the water world. She liked to move around on land, too. Like the big modern crocodiles, she could probably run at speeds up to 20 miles per hour. This allowed her to go after other animals, not just fish. She definitely had a soft spot for large lizards and even small dinosaurs. So, what about Meg? It's hard to move such a massive muscle machine. Her maximum speed was around 10 miles per hour. That allowed her to catch up with whales and smaller fish. She felt pretty good about herself, but 10 miles per hour is not really that fast. Modern white sharks can reach 35 miles per hour. That's 3 times faster than Meg. So our giant shark was more like a truck than a Ferrari. Slow to accelerate, slow to brake, and extremely bad at turning. If Meg wanted to run the 100 meters, it'd probably take her about 50 seconds. The human world record is just under 47 seconds, but that's in a pool where you have to pull a U-turn halfway. There's no way Meg could do that. Looks like Meg lost a bit of ground to the agile crocodile, and our river monster is finally up on the board, 2-1 in favor of Meg. Okay, next round. How about we call it eating tools? Of course, Meg's main tool is her teeth. Megalodon means big tooth. She had the largest teeth ever recorded. 5 rows of teeth, 250 in total. The largest ones were over 7 inches long, and you better believe they were all razor sharp. That's definitely enough to bite through a tough leather couch, know what I mean? So if you ever saw Meg smile at you, well, that's probably the last smile you'll ever see. And her jaw's incredible. You could drive a car into her mouth, or lie down in it with room to spare. Her bite force was so strong that it could easily bend metal. Whales, dolphins, fish, fishing boats, crunch, munch, gone. Sarki's teeth are a bit different, but no less awesome and powerful than the biggest shark of all time. She had 70 teeth up top and 62 down on the bottom. Their shape allowed Sarki to grab her lunch and never let go. Crocodiles in general have one of the strongest bites of any species, and it's their main superpower. But don't forget about that tail. Sarki's was so heavy and strong, it'd be like getting hit by a motorbike. That kind of versatility earns Sarki one more point. We're all tied up at 2. Bonus round. Audience sympathy prize. If Meg were around today, she'd definitely live in Hollywood, making movies, TV shows, commercials, and she always seems to play the villain. Well, she's also the hero of countless scary stories told by fishermen around the world. Many people even believe that she's still swimming about down there, somewhere, hiding from us in deep waters, like the Mariana Trench. But Meg needs a lot of food to feed such a large body. She'd have to keep coming up to the surface to find enough to eat. So much for that myth. And Sarki? She's more of an indie artist, not really the Hollywood type. But like all crocodiles, she puts fear into anyone who lives near a river. Crocodiles love that late-night snack, so a lot of people are even afraid to leave their homes after sunset. And locals sometimes find crocodiles in their backyards. Imagine seeing Sarki laid out on your brand new deck. Let's give Sarki this round, and she's taking the lead, 3-2. Okay, the final round is all about that X factor, combat skills. Meg still holds the crown for the most dangerous you'd ever come across in open water. And it's mostly thanks to her intelligence and strategy. We can figure out Meg's tactics by looking at other animals from that time. Many ancient whale bones have scratches from Meg's teeth. It seems like she knew where the weakest points of various animals were located, so she knew where to nibble at first. She seemed to enjoy a little fin appetizer before each meal. Sometimes she'd give them a nudge first. They weren't swimming away after that kind of impact. Then it's main course time. Sarki may seem weaker, but she's full of surprises. She's fast and agile, so she could easily catch up with even the fastest mammals that had come to get a little drink of river water. And when she bites, she never lets go. But scientists say Sarki probably couldn't do all those awesome wrestling moves that today's crocodiles love to do. She couldn't roll around, holding her lunch in her teeth. The structure of her head simply didn't allow her to do that. But even so, she pretty much always came out on top. Not too many crocodiles go hungry. Sarki had a good round, but we have to give this one to Meg. She's just too awesome. And we're all tied up again, 3-3. Well, it's time for the big face-to-face matchup. The arena, the place where the mighty river meets the vast ocean. Sarki's great at hiding and sneaking up on people, and so she gets the first go. Meg tries to dodge, but the ancient crocodile already found a tasty fin. Unfortunately, Sarki's teeth are a little too short to cause even the slightest harm to big old Meg. She breaks free and pushes the crocodile with her powerful body. Sarki looks stunned, and Meg sees her chance to make a U-turn and end it. She gathers speed and... oh, it's all over with a single bite. K.O. Meg has defended her title and remains the undisputed champion of the world. Who will challenge her next? The Megalodon shark roamed the oceans, scaring and chewing everything to pieces long after the dinosaurs were wiped out by the great meteorite. We know that it was the largest and most dangerous hunter that ever lived, as well as the biggest shark. It was the king of all seas, swimming freely between most parts of the ocean. But then, about 2.5 million years ago, the last of its kind disappeared from Earth forever, leaving only huge teeth to be found by modern archaeologists. And it could be because of the great white sharks. The megalodon is usually described as a sort of gigantic version of this marine animal. This is a common misconception people make because these creatures were thought to be related. In fact, the Meg looked more like a modern bull shark. It had a short snout, a flat lower jaw, and long and massive pectoral fins that supported its weight. And what's more important, the ancestors of today's great whites existed at the same time as the megalodon. But with great size comes great clumsiness. Although the Meg was huge and powerful, it was also not as nimble as the smaller and quicker great white sharks. Researchers believe that great whites actually rivaled with the megalodon for food and were often more successful hunters thanks to their agility. They couldn't fight the Meg openly, but were fast enough to steal its food. So, the only food left for the megalodon were whales and equally big marine animals. Adult Megs could easily catch such beasts, but their offspring were much smaller and more vulnerable than their parents. Scientists believe other sharks could have used this to their advantage. While the megalodon was still little, it often became a meal for great whites, bull, and tiger sharks. Even then, a great white shark could be almost 20 feet long, while a megalodon pup was typically twice as small. A pretty easy meal for a great white. But even if there had been no open confrontation between young megalodons and smaller adult sharks, Meg pups wouldn't have been able to find food for themselves to grow to adulthood. The population of other sharks was growing, and they were rivaling with each other and the Megs for food. The more great whites and other sharks there were, the less food remained for the young monster sharks. Eventually, they would have simply starved. As if this wasn't enough for the megalodon to cease to exist, their favorite big munch, the whales, began to adapt to changing conditions on Earth. The Meg was a warmth-loving shark, and it was abundant in tropical and subtropical waters. When they first evolved, about 20 million years ago, the climate on the planet was much milder. Both land and seas were generally warmer, and so the Meg could swim and eat wherever it pleased. As years went by, the climate went on changing, though. It became extremely cold closer to the poles, and lots of marine animals and fish had to adapt to this temperature shift. But the megalodon didn't cope as well. It still loved warm waters, so it stayed where it felt comfortable, even if that area was shrinking. What it didn't realize was that whales were among those who became okay with the cold. The big marine mammals went further north, and Meg was left without a supper.
Welcome to another fight of the century. The first participant enters the ring. It's the megalodon. This shark lived 23 to 3 million years ago, and right now, it holds the title of the ultimate hunter of all times. The second fighter is in the ring, and it's the Dunkleosteus. It lived around 350 to 380 million years ago and was the largest fish of that time. These creatures swam all over the world and aroused fear with their armored heads and mighty jaws. We're going to compare our fighters in several categories. In each of them, the winner will get 1 point. In the final round, these two sea monsters will face each other for the last time, and we'll find out who the real king of the sea world is. Grab your popcorn and hot dogs. It's time for round one. Size. These days, the largest white sharks grow to be 20 feet long. The megalodon was more than twice that size, up to 50 feet. That's almost as long as a tennis court. The ancient shark's single fin was larger than the average person. The shark's jaws were more than 6 feet wide. It would mean you could comfortably sprawl out inside the creature's mouth. At the same time, you wouldn't want to get anywhere near a shark the size of a big truck, and the Meg might have been even bigger. The only remains of the ancient shark are its teeth and vertebrae. That's why scientists can only guess what its true size was. Now to the next fighter. Some species of Dunkleosteus were only 3 feet long, but the largest ones could reach almost 29 feet. This school bus-sized fish was one of the largest of its time and much bigger than many modern sharks. But the Megalodon is almost twice its size. So in this round, the Meg gets its first point and opens the score 1-0. Moving on to the next category, and that's weight. Weight? What are we waiting for? Oh, you mean weight. The largest white shark can weigh as much as a small car. In this case, the Meg might be compared to 2 loaded cement trucks, 60 tons. An empty Boeing 737 weighs less than the ancient Super Shark did. If you wanted to lift the Meg in the air, it would take as many as 3 CH-54 cargo helicopters. The heaviest part of the Dunkleosteus was its head because of its massive bones, and its length could be more than 1 foot. The ancient fish weighed almost as much as an adult elephant. It was also 4 times heavier than most modern sharks, with a total weight of 4 tons. And still, the Megalodon is more than 10 times heavier than the Dunkleosteus. Another clear victory in this round, 2-0. The next category is agility. How about a treadmill test for the Meg? Its top speed was 11 miles per hour. It seems rather low, but no wonder. It was hard for the shark to move its body, huge and bulky. For comparison, much smaller modern white sharks can travel at 34 miles per hour. The fastest human can swim at almost 5 miles per hour, which means people wouldn't be able to escape from the Megalodon in the water. But the ancient shark had trouble turning. Its mobility could be compared to a large cargo plane in the sky. The Dunkleosteus, with all that heavy armor on its head, had perfect protection from all kinds of enemies. That's why it didn't need to be a good swimmer to get away from danger. Besides, it was the biggest fish in the ocean, meaning it had nothing to be afraid of. Still, the creature was smaller than the Meg. Its relatively compact size, plus agile lower fins and strong tail, made the Dunkleosteus speedier than the ancient shark. So, in this round, Dunn gets its first point. The score is 2-1 in favor of the Megalodon. Let's move on. Now we'll see what our participants can use to fight each other. Round 4, Fighting Tools. The Meg's teeth were almost as long as your forearm, some of the largest teeth that ever existed. They were triangular in shape and razor sharp to pierce through whales' thick skin. The shark had 5 rows of teeth with around 50 teeth in each row, 250 in total. Do the math! The Meg also had its teeth changed throughout its life. Researchers still find the ancient shark's teeth at the bottom of the ocean. The Dunkleosteus had no teeth whatsoever. Its jaws were formed from long bony plates. They were incredibly sharp and shaped into long slicing edges. The coolest thing was that these edges could self-sharpen. The fish's jaw muscles were incredibly strong. They allowed the creature to open its mouth in 20 milliseconds. Time it. With a jaw like that, Dunn had one of the most powerful bites on Earth. Its strength can be compared to that of the Mississippian alligator. For its surprisingly hefty bite, Dunkleosteus gets another point. The score becomes tied at 2-2. Now, let's see which of our contestants is more popular. The Meg is the most famous shark in the world. It's appeared not only in many movies and comics, but also in Fisher's stories all over this planet. Every time someone saw a large shadow lurking near their boat, they were afraid they'd see the biggest shark on Earth. Some people think that megalodons are still alive. They're simply hiding somewhere deep under the surface, for example, in the Mariana Trench. But to feed such a large body, the shark would have to eat constantly, like me. And if this myth was true, you'd definitely see a megalodon close to the surface one day. But it's never happened, so you can sleep easy. Even though the Dunkleosteus isn't that well known, it still deserves respect. It lived earlier than the first dinosaurs and was the largest predator of its time. When archaeologists first found the remains of the Dunkleosteus, they were shocked. They called the creature the terrible fish and only gave it a scientific name years later. Well, even though this round doesn't change the count, the Megalodon gets its People's Choice Award. And now, the final stage, fighting skills. The Megalodon has the title of one of the best hunters ever. Scientists have been able to figure out the ancient sharks' hunting tactics. They learned that these creatures somehow knew where their opponents' vulnerable spots were. They hit vital organs and were quick to disable their enemies. Sometimes these ancient sharks would also aim at the fins of larger sea creatures to immobilize them. It left the bigger opponents defenseless and unprotected. Another tactic the Meg used was a battering ram approach. The massive shark would crash into a whale, leaving it with no chance to escape. In other words, intellect and strategy were the Megalodon's most important skills. At that time, the Meg was the largest shark in the world. But in the oceans, there were creatures much larger than that. For example, whales. And the Meg didn't always have the courage to charge them. As for the Dunkleosteus, its trump card was its powerful jaws. Usually, the fish would swim toward a smaller animal. Then, in a split second, it would open its huge mouth, and the future meal would be pulled inside along with water. As the creature matured, its jaw shape changed. That's why, after being born, it could feed only on large, soft fish. But as it aged, it got the ability to bite through tougher stuff. And later in life, the Dunkleosteus began to munch on sea creatures with hard shells, or basically any sea animal that existed at that time. Anyway, it's up to you to decide who gets the point this time. Do you hear the sound of the gong? It means it's time for our sea monsters to meet face to face. They run into each other in the vast waters of the ocean. The Megalodon is the first to notice its opponent. The shark wants to use its battering ram approach against the Dunkleosteus's powerful armor, so it begins to speed up. But Dun dodges and avoids the collision. As the Meg turns around, the Dunkleosteus gets a chance to grab the shark by the tail. In a split second, its powerful jaws close on the shark's fin. But the fish's bony plates are too short to bite through the Meg's thick skin. The Megalodon begins to twist and wag its powerful tail to throw the Dunkleosteus off its body. It looks like a rodeo. Dun gets a powerful slap and is left stunned for a moment. The Megalodon uses this time to turn around. A couple of seconds later, the massive shark opens its huge jaw and ends the fight with one bite. So today, the Megalodon proves once again that it's worthy of its title as the best hunter of the sea world. The ancient shark continues its wanderings in search of a stronger opponent. Stay tuned.